Welcome to Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum in Los Angeles, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Los Angeles Dodgers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Gorel. Batting second. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Bolger. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting seventh. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Glenn Hobby. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Glenn Hobby. For the Los Angeles Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jim Gilliam. Batting second. The catcher, John Roseborough. Batting third. The left fielder, Norm Larker. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Carl Furillo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gil Hodges. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Charlie Neal. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Don Zimmer. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Don Demeter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sandy Koufax. Pitching for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Sandy Koufax. And now, play ball. Johnny Gorel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Gorel takes first base on ball 4. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gilliam fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Ernie Banks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Gilliam takes first base on ball 4. John Roseborough is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Roseborough hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gilliam moves to third. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Larker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Gilliam scores. 2 outs. It's 1-0, Dodgers. Carl Furillo is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Furillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Thompson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Thompson hits a pop-up towards first. Hodges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Bolger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gilliam fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Walls takes first base on ball 4. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Neiman takes first base on ball 4. Walls moves to second. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Long strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hodges hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Charlie Neal batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hobby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hobby strikes out. 1 out. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gorrell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gorrell hits a fly ball into right field. Ferrillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. Dark hits a pop-up towards short. Zimmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Demeter hits a line drive towards short. Banks reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Sandy Koufax is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Koufax strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Gilliam is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gilliam hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson. Gilliam reaches second base with a double. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Roseboro is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Roseboro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long fields the ball and throws to Hobby covering. Safe. Gilliam scores. It's 2-0, Dodgers. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Roseboro. The throw from Niemann and he is safe. Roseboro steals second. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Larker is 0 for 1 in the game. Larker takes first base on ball 4. Carl Ferrillo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ferrillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Ferrillo hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walls. Ferrillo reaches second base with a double. Roseboro scores. Larker moves to third. It's 3-0, Dodgers. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Hodges is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodges hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larker scores. Ferrillo scores. It's 5-0, Dodgers. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Hodges. The throw from Niemann and he is safe. Hodges steals second. Charlie Neal batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Neal is 0 for 1 in the game. Neal hits a line drive into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jim Bolger batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bolger is 0 for 1 in the game. Bolger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lee Walls batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Walls is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Walls takes first base on ball 4. Bolger moves to second. Cal Niemann is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Niemann is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Niemann hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-3, Dodgers. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-1 in the game. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 5, and the Cubs 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Demeter is 0-for-1 in the game. Demeter hits a fly ball into left field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sandy Koufax is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Koufax is 0-for-1 in the game. Koufax strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hobby is 0-for-1 in the game. Hobby strikes out. One out. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gorrell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gorrell hits a fly ball into center field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Dark is 0-for-2 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gilliam fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 5, and the Cubs 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilliam is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gilliam hits a line drive towards first. Long reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Roseboro batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Roseboro is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Roseboro hits a pop-up towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Larker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Larker takes first base on ball 4. Carl Furillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Furillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Furillo hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Dodgers. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Thompson moves to second. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bolger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bolger strikes out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Walls is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gilliam fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Cal Niemann is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. he's got 3 RBIs. Niemann hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thompson moves to third. Bobby Adams pinch hits for Dale Long. Bobby Adams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Adams hits a pop-up towards third. Gilliam settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 5, and the Cubs 4. The Dodgers will come to bat. Bobby Adams now playing first base. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hodges is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Neal is 0-for-2 in the game. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Zimmer is 0-for-2 in the game. Zimmer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Mo Thacker pinch hits for Glenn Hobby. Mo Thacker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thacker hits a fly ball into right field. Ferrillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Gorrell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gorrell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gorrell takes first base on ball 4. Clem Labine now pitching. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dark is 0-for-3 in the game. Dark hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Larker. Dark reaches second base with a double. Gorrell moves to third. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Banks is walked intentionally. Walt Morin pinch hits for Bobby Thompson. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Morin hits a fly ball into right field. Ferrillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gorrell tags and scores. Dark tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's Cubs, 5, Dodgers, 5. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Bolger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bolger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Zimmer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Dodgers 5. The Dodgers will come to bat. Walt Morin now playing left field. Bill Henry now pitching. Jim Bolger now playing center field. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Demeter is 0-for-2 in the game. Demeter strikes out. One out. Clem Labine is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Labine strikes out. Two outs. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gilliam is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gilliam hits a fly ball into center field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Dodgers 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Walls is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Walls hits a fly ball into right field. Ferrillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Niemann is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Niemann is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Niemann strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gilliam fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Dodgers 5. The Dodgers will come to bat. Joe Pignatano pinch hits for John Roseboro. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pignatano strikes out. 1 out. Gino Cimoli pinch hits for Norm Larker. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cimoli strikes out. 2 outs. Carl Furillo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Furillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Furillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hodges is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hodges hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Dodgers 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Pignatano now catching. Gino Cimoli now playing left field. Chuck Tanner pinch hits for Bill Henry. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tanner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gorrell is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Gorrell strikes out. 2 outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Dark is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Dark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Dark moves to second. Fred Kipp now pitching. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Morin is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Morin hits a pop-up towards short. Zimmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Dodgers 5. The Dodgers will come to bat. Don Elston now pitching. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Neal is 0 for 3 in the game. Neal strikes out. 1 out. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Zimmer is 0 for 3 in the game. Zimmer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Elmer Vallow pinch hits for Don Demeter. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walls. Vallow reaches second base with a double. Zimmer goes all the way around to score. The game is over. The final score, Los Angeles Dodgers, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 5. Goodbye from Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum in Los Angeles.